Everybody cheats. For almost everyone, the word cheating has negative connotations. Especially if you've ever been cheated. Students cheat in school. Adults cheat on their income taxes. Husbands cheat on their wives. Most of us have cheated in a card game or two. But allow me to use this unpleasant word in a broader sense. Try thinking of it simply as choosing to give up one thing in hope of gaining something else of greater value. By that definition, there's no doubt. We're all cheaters daily. We decide to shortchange one thing in order to more fully experience another. It's especially true with our schedule. We face a variety of responsibilities and opportunities. Work, family, hobbies, clubs, sports. The list is endless. Each competes for our attention. Each competes for our most valuable resource. Our time. But to give each the time it demands or deserves would require more time than any of us have. So we cheat. We give up certain opportunities for the sake of others. We invest in some relationships while neglecting others. We allocate our time the best we can, knowing all the while that somebody's going to feel cheated. Unfortunately, that somebody is usually someone we care a great deal about. Which brings me to the point of this little book. I've spent hundreds of hours with men and women who have cheated their families for the sake of their career goals. They all admitted knowing there was a problem. They all tried in their own way to dissipate the tension, but they felt trapped over time. They dreaded coming home. The reception was cold. The conversation was filled with sarcasm used to hide the pain. The discomfort of home drove many to work even longer hours. Now theirs went to the gym. Some to the bar, a few found comfort in the arms of co-workers or friends. Eventually things unraveled to the point that they had no choice but to seek help for most. There was an event, a wake-up call. Suddenly their kids had withdrawn overnight. Someone's grades dropped off out of nowhere. She was more interested in tennis than the family. Without explanation, intimacy evaporated. But in each case, these were symptoms of something that had been brewing for quite some time.
That's all for now. What you've just heard is a sample from the book When Work and Family Collide by Andy Stanley. Join us on Zoom if you're a paid subscriber, where we will read together and discuss the workbook questions. I'm Fred, your host of the podcast New Human. Over and out.